the start of the summer holidays, 3 long months before you have to go back to studying, and so it's time to find a job. But seasonal work, which may have been available to you a few years ago, is now, in an increasingly competitive job market, becoming much harder to secure. Students find that getting work takes a lot of time and effort, as roles are usually awarded to those who can commit for longer or who are more highly skilled.
I'm Aidan. I'm still actually looking for work. And it is actually very difficult these days because, as you said, you know, you need to know people sometimes. So it gets quite difficult because you just have to keep applying and applying. And most of the time it's you need more experience. And even though you do have some, you still need quite a long list of things you need to have in order to get work, like waitering and bartendering, typical student jobs. It is very competitive. So even as much as experience as you have, you're still somebody better. So it becomes quite a risky situation.
Aidan studies IT at City College Plymouth. He and his peers agree that it's got much harder to find summer work in Devon over the last 2 years.
Yeah, definitely harder.
It's like you just walk into an employer and sort of go, do you want any help? And at 16, they could be like, oh, we'll try you out. And you can't get a job from that. Whereas now you walk in and people are just like, no.
Luke is one of the lucky ones. He has a seasonal job in a cafe, but he's had to hold it down for a while.
I was really, really, really lucky to get in there and get a job there. It was about 3 years ago I started, and there was a lot of people looking for the job. I didn't have experience, and somehow I managed to get in. I would not want to be looking for a job now at all. Most days you'll get someone come in, just go, is there summer work? And it's all age ranges. A lot of school leavers come in and ask. But then you also get just anyone, because it's that desperate a minute.
The rate of unemployment in Plymouth is above the county average at 3.9%, and there are schemes in place to help those searching for work. This week, City College Plymouth has extended its employment services to help not just students, but also those in the wider community. Sharon Robbie has helped set up the programme.
We've recently opened PACE in Union Street, and that stands for Plymouth Advice Centre for Employment, and it builds on the employability centre we already have here currently for our internal students. And PACE is offering an opportunity to those seeking work across the city to gain those employability skills to help them find a job. So it may be a job club, it may be help with writing an application form or CV writing or presentation skills. All those soft skills that perhaps somebody who's been out of work for some time or hasn't had an opportunity to gain those skills will be able to come in a very informal setting and get some really, really great support.
Jobs and people to help you find them are available in Devon, but for those looking for stopgap employment, competition has increased. Those positions which may have seemed menial now demand a certain level of experience which in the past may not have been required. This is Rachel Humphreys reporting for BBC Radio Devon.